Good afternoon. Welcome to the 2011 National Symposium Research Contest. Research Symposium, sorry. Okay, so our first presenter today would be Miranda Gansey on the effect of Pythium irregular on arbuscular mycorrhiza fungi structures in strawberry roots.
Good afternoon. My name is Miranda Gansey, and the title of my talk is Evaluating Sustainable Soil Management Techniques by Assessing the Effect of the Plant Pathogen, Pythium irregulari, and Vermicompost on arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi and strawberry roots. During this talk, I will refer to arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi as AMF. The problem that we're addressing in this study is that plant pathogens cause crop yield loss. Soil amendments, such as AMF and vermicompost, may benefit plants that have been attacked by a pathogen, such as Pythium. We developed a preliminary study to understand the effect of Pythium and vermicompost on the plant symbiont AMF. We found some statistically significant evidence that Pythium and vermicompost affect AMF. The results of our study lead to further questions about how to test a possible relationship among our treatments. When plants are attacked by fungal pathogens, growers have options either to treat them with fungicides or soil management techniques. In our lab, we asked whether vermicompost or AMF could be beneficial to plant roots, such as strawberry, when they're attacked by a pathogen like Pythium. Vermicompost is a complex, high-nutrient compost made from worm castings. It can be added to the soil in the form of a soil amendment. AMF is an organism that enters into a relationship with plant roots. The relationship is beneficial because the fungi provides nutrients such as phosphorus to the plant, and in return, the plant provides carbon to the fungi. The AMF consists of three different structures. The hyphae is the vegetative state that travels through the soil and explores plant roots. The arbuscule is the point of nutrient exchange between the plant root and the fungi. And the vesicle is a lipid storage organ for the AMF. AMF can be found naturally in soils, or it can be added in the form of a soil inoculant. The presence of AMF in plant roots may be especially beneficial to plants when they're attacked by a pathogen. The purpose of this experiment was to evaluate the following objectives. First, we asked, does the presence of Pythium irregulari or vermicompost affect strawberry root colonization by AMF over time? And the second question that we addressed is, does the presence of Pythium irregulari or vermicompost affect allocation of AMF structures over time? As I indicated earlier, each of these structures has a different function, and so differences in their allocation may be important. This experiment was a pot study conducted in an environmentally controlled growth chamber at the NCSU campus over a 12-week period. For our treatments, we had the AMF. The positive control was a live species complex of AMF added to some plants, and the negative control was a steam-sterilized AMF. We also had the treatment of vermicompost. For the positive control, we added 15% vermicompost by soil plug volume to the pots, and for the negative control, we simply did not add vermicompost. We also had a combination treatment, where we added live AMF and 15% vermicompost by volume, and the negative control was the steam-sterilized AMF and the non-addition of vermicompost. In addition to these treatments, we treated half of the plants with the live Pythium and half of the plants with a steam-sterilized Pythium inoculant. As I mentioned, we did not steam-sterilize the vermicompost, thus two of our treatments were identical, and in conclusion for the treatments, we had 10 treatments, 10 replicates for 100 pots in the study. To set up the experiment, we planted Chandler variety strawberry plugs into misting benches, and at planting, the AMF inoculum and the vermicompost was added. After 4 weeks, we allowed the AMF to colonize the plant roots, and the Pythium inoculum was added. Half of the plants received the live Pythium, half of the plants received the steam-sterilized Pythium. At this time, the plugs were transplanted into 6-inch pots. Root samples were taken during the 6th week of the experiment and during the 8th week of the experiment. And during the 12th week, the experiment was broken down and destructive root samples were taken. To sample the roots, a hollow metal tube was used that has a 1-inch diameter. The tubes were vertically inserted into the pots, and soil and root samples were collected. 2 samples were removed per pot per sample time. In order to identify the AMF structures under a microscope, the fungi had to be stained. The soil was washed from the roots, the pigment was cleared from the roots, and the roots were stained with trypan blue, which is a common stain that dyes the fungal structures blue. To determine the percent AMF colonization, the modified grid line intersect method was used. In the photo, the blue pieces are the plant roots that have been dyed. The plant roots were viewed under a dissection scope, and at each point where the plant root intersected one of the grid lines, the presence or absence of the AMF was noted, and then the percent AMF colonization could be determined for each of the samples. To determine the allocation of AMF structures, the roots were mounted onto a slide and a compound scope was used. Under the compound scope, for each structure, the vesicle, the arbuscules, and the hyphae, the presence or absence was noted. In this photo, you can see the absence of all fungal structures. In this photo, you can see the presence of vesicles and hyphae and the absence of arbuscules. The following photos were taken under the compound scope. After the data was collected and analyzed, we returned to our objectives. Recall that we were trying to answer, does the presence of Pythium irregulare or vermicompost affect strawberry root colonization by AMF over time? This graph illustrates the mean percent arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi colonization in strawberry roots. On the y-axis is the percent AMF colonization, and on the x-axis is the sample time. At sample time week 4, all of the treatments had a mean AMF percent colonization of 40%. For the samples taken during week 8, we ran a 2-way ANOVA test to determine whether the vermicompost or Pythium had an effect on AMF colonization. As you can see by our significance level, the vermicompost had a statistically significant effect on the AMF colonization. The treatments that did not have vermicompost, indicated by the orange and yellow lines, had the highest amount of AMF colonization. Thus, the presence of vermicompost decreased the AMF colonization. Pythium also had a statistically significant effect on the AMF colonization. The orange and green line represent the treatments that had Pythium. As you can see from the graph, the treatments that had Pythium had increased levels of AMF colonization. The second objective that we evaluated is, does the presence of Pythium irregulare or vermicompost affect allocation of AMF structures over time? In the interest of time, I will not go through the data with you, but I will relay the results in the discussion. Our results showed that the Pythium had a significant effect on AMF. The presence of Pythium increased AMF colonization in strawberry roots, and it also increased the mean allocation of arbuscules in strawberry roots. We only found statistically significant effects for the samples that were taken during week 8. Recall that the arbuscules are the point of nutrient exchange between the plant and the fungi. The increased presence of the arbuscules and the AMF colonization when Pythium was added to the strawberry roots could indicate that the strawberries were receiving a highly beneficial relationship from the AMF, especially when they were attacked by a pathogen. The vermicompost treatment also had a statistically significant effect on AMF. The presence of vermicompost decreased AMF colonization, and it also decreased the average allocation of hyphae and vesicles. Again, we only found statistically significant results for samples taken during week 8. Recall that vermicompost is a high nutrient compost. If nutrients are available in the soil, the plant may have a decreased benefit of being in a relationship with the AMF. In summary, this was a preliminary study. We would need to repeat this study in order to understand if our results were truly significant. Note that for the samples taken during week 8 and the samples taken during week 12, we had different results. One was statistically significant, one was not statistically significant. In week 8, root samples were taken using the tubes. In week 12, a destructive root sample was taken. If this experiment were repeated, I would use the same method to sample the roots in order to get better results. However, we did find some statistically significant effects of vermicompost and Pythium on AMF. But to better understand if AMF and vermicompost are beneficial to strawberry roots in the presence of a pathogen such as Pythium, we would have to do further studies. Thank you very much for the opportunity to conduct this research. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. For the two factor, U plus the vermicompost and the Pythium, you combine together and then apply your research. I want to check the result is significant or not. Maybe you can back to the slide at the objective one.
Okay. Are you referring to this portion here? Okay.
Yeah, I feel about this.
We did find that the vermicompost had a statistically significant effect on the AMF colonization in plant roots. Separately, we found that Pythium had a statistically significant but less strong effect on the AMF colonization in plant roots. However, the interaction between vermicompost and Pythium, there was no statistically significant effect found due to the high significance level, much greater than 0.05. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah. That's
a great question, and further studies would have to be done to understand why there wasn't any interaction between the vermicompost and the Pythium. Any other questions? Yes?
What's the source of the knockout for AMF and all of your control treatments?
The source is a species complex that was collected from an agriculture research station in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
All of these treatments had the arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi in them, and in the negative control, the arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi was steam sterilized.
But still colonized?
No. These are half of the treatments, only half of the treatments that actually had arbuscular mycorrhizae fungi in them. I'm sorry if I didn't explain that clearly, but does that answer your question?